Craftlake City and Slug Mag are moving. Over the years at Pierpont Avenue, we have collected a breadth of unique items that we just can't take with us. So, we're inviting our loyal audience to take home a piece of Slug. Come out to 351 West Pierpont Avenue on Saturday, September 26th to shop our selection of office and craft supplies, hardware, and locally made artwork. The sale starts at 8 a.m. and goes until 2 p.m., so don't miss out.
Everybody dies, but everybody lives. The truth of it is we are lost when we begin. To dust we fall, but from dust we rise, and we are doing fine.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
There was a murder down the way from my house. We don't know how she died, but they're still looking for the guy. There was a murder down the way from my house. They blocked off the street and they let that siren sound. But if you listen very closely, you can hear that spectral song.
My name is MC Casey. Pronouns are he, him, and I play a bunch of music under the name MC Casey. I also write for Wicked Bears, but MC Casey is my nom de plume and where I write a lot of my more personal and more emotional songs. The music I write as MC Casey is rock music, but there's a lot of folk. It's an acoustic guitar-based rock music. I sing in a baritone voice with an acoustic guitar. It's a little bit, you know what you're getting yourself into with this. MC Casey and Wicked Bears are kind of in a cycle. One comes after the other. In 2018, I was working hard on MC Casey. We did a release and we played a lot of shows. And in 2019, going into 2020, Wicked Bears, we were going to write a record. We're done writing the record. We got to record it now. We have 12 songs ready. So really, I'm not a multitasker. I'm probably the worst multitasker in the history of mankind. So if one thing at a time is best for me, and we have 12 songs that we've written with Wicked Bears, and I can't really get those songs out of my head. And I have three or four songs kind of in a rough stage for MC Casey that I'm going to finish up, write a few more, and record as soon as Wicked Bears is over. But they're kind of two sides of the same coin as far as my expression and my poetry goes. And with Wicked Bears, it's a little more observational, you know? Punk rock is really fun to write for because in punk rock, you get to get mad and you get to write about things that make people mad and you get to get people riled up. And I think that's a lot of fun, and I think it's fun for me to do that in writing music. But with MC Casey, it's much more introspective. It's a lot more trying to find inner peace, you know, trying to identify maybe inside of myself what is making me unhappy or what is affecting me in negative ways, letting the songs be how I excrete that. I don't like that word. I think excrete is kind of a gross word, but really that's what it is. Like, I'm not great at therapy. I'm not great at getting these things that are going on inside of me out. I'm not good at talking about myself, but with music, it's a way to get that out in a way that's good for me. Like, I'll write lyrics and then especially with MC Casey, I'll write lyrics. Like Smoke, for instance, with Like Smoke, I wrote that song when I was at BYU Approved Housing in Orem, and I was going to Institute. I was in the Institute choir. I was in the audition Institute choir. We like traveling to New York. Like, I'm kind of pretty proud of that even now, not being Mormon. Like, I had a lot of cool experiences being in the Mormon choirs. Like, I sang at General Conference and I got to sing in New York at the Sacred Grove and shit. Yeah, like, I had a lot of cool experiences. You know, it turns out it destroyed me when I found out it wasn't real. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I did some pretty cool things.
When I heard the learned astronomer with the proofs and the figures all laid out before me, when I saw the charts and the diagrams to add and divide and to measure them, well, I found myself sick and my bloody rain cold, and I never have felt more alone. I found myself sick and my bloody rain cold, and I never have felt more alone. The sky never carried much solace for me, looking out at a whole lot of nothing. I wish I could change the things that I've done, as if that would change anything. I feel like a drop in the bucket, I feel like a brick in the wall, and I feel like an algebraic equation. Once I've been solved, you move on. But the last thing I want is to seem like I'm not grateful for what I've received. The truth is I just need a sense of relief.
That song is based on a poem by Walt Whitman called The Learned Astronomer. And it's just about looking up into the sky and learning. The more you learn, the more you realize that there's nothing out there for you, that there's nothing special. You are a little tiny infinitesimal speck in a gigantic universe. And when you blow away, nobody's going to notice as you accumulate dust.
Well, I found myself sick and my bloody ran cold, and I never have felt more alone. I found myself sick and my bloody ran cold, and I never have felt more alone. There were no sticks, no stones would fail.
These were not things that I was thinking about. These were not things that I was ruminating on or talking to people about. You know, I was living a facade of happiness, living the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so MC Casey has been very, for me, informative and a way to get out the things that really had no other way to get out, these thoughts and these feelings that were not true to my lifestyle. They were true to me and what was inside of me, but they weren't true to my lifestyle. And so music was the only way for me to really get that stuff out in a way that I couldn't, I could do it without having to hide from everybody that heard it. When you're growing up LDS, if you're not obeying the rules, if you're not living the way you're supposed to, or if you're not having thoughts that are the thoughts you're supposed to have, you kind of don't get to have a mentor. Because what happens is these difficult things that I was having, that these concepts that live outside of the norms of Mormonism, namely really truth claims and feeling like the what they're telling us and how we're supposed to be feeling is not happening. I was not happy in this system that was designed to make people happy. So what happens is you go to these priesthood leaders and I'm not happy in this system that's supposed to make me happy. And you don't get past read your scriptures, say your prayers. You've got to keep living the system. You kind of lose once your difficulties are things that the church can't help you with, you lose your mentors. You lose people there around you that can help you. So when I get to a certain age and the problems I have cannot be helped by the Mormon church and by the answers the Mormon church has, then the mentors that I had fall by the wayside. They don't have those. They can't help me, and they won't help me. That's the fucked up thing about it, is that they decide once the problems you have are not problems that they can solve, they kind of leave you by the wayside.
So put your hand up and let them know to read you your rights. You're done in this town, you're done in this town. Put your hand up and let them know to read you your rights. You're done in this town, you're done in this town.
When you don't have mentors, when you don't have somebody to go to help you work through these immense existential problems, and that tons of young people in our state and elsewhere who have grown up Mormon are facing, these ideas that the answers they've been given are not working for them, it becomes something that can really have a detrimental effect on someone. And so for me, having gone through that and being in BYU approved housing and having no one to go to for these issues and these problems and my depression and how things were kind of spiraling, I turned to song and I write these fucking depressing, fucking sad songs that are wrapped up in the guise of a pop song, kind of like Mormonism, you know? It's wrapped up in the guise of nice Christ-likeness, and then you get deeper and it's fucking depressing and dark. And that's kind of like the songs I was writing, especially with MC Casey, is these you're going to have fun listening to them, but if you read them as poetry, it would not go very well as far as how it's going to make you feel. With MC Casey, I don't really care how these songs are going to make you feel. Hopefully, you can relate. Hopefully, you can see a little bit of yourself in these songs. Hopefully, people who have felt the way I feel might find solace in the fact that somebody else has felt these things. But if you don't like it, I don't fucking care. It's really important to me that it is me and it is mine, and that I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks or how anybody else is going to read into this. It's a way for me to turn that into art, turn that into something that I can be proud of. Casey, why do you push him away? I don't know. I guess it's part of my genetic code. Now there's this face I can't forget, and there's a boy with it off his name. My name's spelled with a C, not with. The MC Casey EP, those six songs, are all about this idea that I'm living a lie, and am I going to get caught for living it, and is there a point at which I'm going to stop? And I've since stopped. But the having the music to help me cope with that struggle and with that loss of faith and loss of lifestyle and loss of support group, music was where I turned, and it got me through it. The song I would like to play for you all in full is called Given Away. And Given Away is a song very near and dear to my heart. It's Given Away is the idea that at any given moment, I'm going to be given away. I'm going to be caught. The modern parlance that has become very common is imposter syndrome. The idea that all the people around me are going to realize that I don't belong. And that's what Given Away is about. It's about feeling that way as a doubting Mormon young man and feeling like everybody around me is going to realize that I'm not one of them. And that's what was scary to me. It was scary to me that they would figure that out. And you can kind of tell that in this song but now as I've gotten a little further away from where I was when I wrote this song, I've realized it's kind of like, fuck those people. I wish I had been given away. I wish I would have shouted from the rooftops that I was not one of them.
City skyline hanging over your fireplace.
You can find me online on Instagram at mckcinfinity. Go to mckcinfinity.com to get to the Bandcamp page where you can get these songs. Also, check out my other band, Wicked Bears, wickedbears.com, Wicked Bears on Instagram. This next weekend, the 19th, I'm playing an acoustic set for the Beehive InstaFest benefit. There's been a lot of local venues are having a really hard time right now, and so for the Beehive, we're doing a little bit of a fundraiser. If you all can check that out, you can check it out on my Instagram at mckcinfinity, and also check out the Beehive at the Beehive SLC if you want to see a bunch of really cool local artists playing acoustic benefit sets. And I just can't stand not feeling any different than I did the day before. If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Want Slug Magazine to come to you? Enjoy Slug Magazine all year long, no matter where you are. We offer subscription services to the United States for just $35 a year. Visit slugmag.bigcartel.com to sign up for your Slug Magazine subscription.